How much for the fluffy unicorn?
Oh, well, it is not for sale.
He's so fluffy, I'm gonna die!
Stuck inside with Lou. Lou to the Bear News. Nothing else to talk about.
Oh, we got plenty to talk about. Go ahead. All right. Bear News.
According to E! News, Lou, Kristen Cavallari now suspects Jay Cutler is hiding some of his money he receives from the NFL pension. According to an insider, Jay and Christian have shared some business managers for years, but the managers are longtime friends of Jay, which is proving problematic in the divorce, obviously, the source shares. Part of the problem is that Christian believes Jay is trying to hide certain assets from her. Lou?
And the saga goes on, you know, who the fuck cares? You know, it's good for Jay.
The legal things are irreconcilable differences, that vague term, and inappropriate marital conduct. Lou, was Jay...
That could be anything. That could be, hey, you mooned the dinner guests. And I have no idea.
Obviously, you have a list of things. In case the papers are drawn up. All right.
Fine and appropriate.
Lou, one of our draft choices, Cole Schmidt from Notre Dame, said, Bears fans, they want a winner. I know because I am one. Schmidt is a lifetime Bears fan who was drafted by his hometown team in the second round. He's young, talented tight end on a roster that currently employs 8 other tight ends, Lou. This is one you predicted that would not make it.
Yeah, you know, the tight ends with the Bears, why bother? Why freaking bother? Why bother? They don't even use them.
If you are a winner, Lou, should you say you're a winner?
Who are you trying to convince?
Exactly.
Who are you trying to convince?
All right.
What do we got now? It's on the sheet.
Well, Nagy's two obsessions are tight end and kicker. That's all he cares about.
And they got rid of their 28-13 quarterback.
All right, yes. Kyle Schlong, the continuing adventures of ex-Bears superstud Kyle Long. So, Lou, we never said what he said when he was exposed. He said, embarrassing. I say embarrassing. It caught me by surprise. Had I known I would be full nude on the internet, I probably would have prepared a little more. Lou, who would be the Bear?
He would have hired a fluffer.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to ask you who on the Bears would be the best fluffer.
Kristen Cavallari.
Oh, hi-oh! Talk about you're inappropriate. Every week I'll share some of Kyle's Twitter. He's on Twitter a lot. April 29th, he said, Jay Cutler, Willie Nelson, Dale Earnhardt Sr. all share a birthday today, including my brother Mike. Three of my favorite folks of all time. Tonight we celebrate. So three of...
May 4th?
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. And it is also the anniversary of the passing of Bo Howard, who passed away on this day.
May 4th?
Yes.
May the 4th be with Mo.
Yes.
You poke your pine. Lou's fashion choices. According to some sources, the origin of the Hawaiian shirt, Lou, can be traced back to the 1920s or early 30s, when the Honolulu-based dry goods store Musashiya the Shirt Maker, under the proprietorship of Kochiro Mirimoto, started making shirts out of colorful Japanese prints. Did you know it was Japanese influence?
No, I always thought it was King's Hawaiian buns. You got a shirt on the back of them, you know?
Exactly. I just thought it was like somebody had some extra flower material and suddenly they had a shirt.
Yeah, you know.
But it's colorful Japanese prints.
The whole luau thing.
Have you been to Hawaii, Lou?
No.
You've never been to Hawaii?
No.
All right. Power Rankings of the Week, Lou. If you had to power rank the following four types of breakfast cereals in the non-sweet category, what order would you put them in? Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Cheerios, and Wheaties?
Wheaties.
Number four is Wheaties.
Okay, what's the third one?
We got Corn Flakes,
yeah,
Rice
Corn
Flakes number three.
Corn Flakes.
Rice Krispies three. And Cheerios left.
Rice Krispies number two.
Oh, Lou is a Cheerios
yes,
man.
Yes, I am.
How often do you start your day with a bowl of Cheerios?
You know, start my day not very often, but I end quite a few days with a little cereal.
Now, I think one of the things is somebody forgot to eat their Cheerios this morning, meaning if you're down in the dumps. Have you ever heard that expression?
I thought that, lack of energy. That's all, you know, that most important first meal.
All right. Doesn't get any better than that. Lou, give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding weekend.
Wait a minute. What did you want to talk about? You said there wasn't enough to talk about.
No, I didn't.
All right. Go again. Give us your catchphrase out, Lou.
Have an outstanding weekend!
And go Bears! Christian Cavallari. This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Fluffer Service. When you want the fluffiest my pillow in the land, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou Fluffs